Listening 57. Listen and read. Earth Day.
What is Earth Day?
Earth Day is an international event when people all over the world think about how we can protect our planet. Earth Day takes place on the 22nd of April every year.
How did Earth Day start?
In 1970, US politician Gaylord Nelson decided that there should be a special day for people to think about how we can work together to take better care of our planet. The first Earth Day took place on the 22nd of April, 1970, in the United States. 20 million people and thousands of local schools and communities took part. Because of the success of the first Earth Day, the government of the United States decided to make new laws to protect the environment. Earth Day soon became an annual event and an international celebration.
Why do we need Earth Day?
Earth Day is important because we all share the same planet. Sometimes we forget that we are responsible for our planet and that we should protect it for ourselves and for other people. Earth Day is a day for everyone to think about the problems our planet faces, such as climate change, endangered species, deforestation, and pollution. It's a time for us to think about how we can stop these problems and make our world a cleaner, safer place for all the people and animals on Earth.
What do people do on Earth Day?
People celebrate Earth Day in many different ways. Some people hold rallies or demonstrations. They make signs with messages about protecting nature, and they march in the streets. Sometimes they wear costumes to express their message in a funny way. For example, people in a rally for the protection of endangered species might dress up as endangered animals. Some people plant trees on Earth Day. This is a great activity to do with your family, your friends, or your school. You can buy some young trees and plant them in a park. Trees improve our environment by removing dust, pollutants, and carbon dioxide from the air. Trees also produce oxygen and provide a home for birds, insects, and small animals. Some schools or families go on a trip to explore nature on Earth Day. Getting out in nature is a great way to learn about your planet, your local environment, and the amazing plants and animals that live there. Some towns and cities have a car-free day on Earth Day. No cars are allowed to drive around the streets. People walk, cycle, or use public transport. This is a great way to help the planet, because cars produce a lot of dangerous gases and destroy the ozone layer, which protects our planet from the sun's ultraviolet light. Another great idea is a recycled art competition. Recycled art is becoming more and more popular, and many artists these days use recycled rubbish to make works of art. Some artists use things they find to make interesting sculptures. Others use pieces of plastic, paper, glass, or metal to create beautiful pictures. Artist Jane Perkins used old buttons, toys, plastic spoons, and other small pieces of rubbish to make this amazing copy of the Mona Lisa. Why not see what you can make with your rubbish on Earth Day?
How can we make every day Earth Day?
Earth Day is very important, but we should celebrate and take care of our planet every day. You can help to make every day Earth Day by doing a few simple things. Don't use cars to get around. Walk or cycle to school, to the park, or to the supermarket. Tell your family and friends to walk or cycle too. It's good for our planet, and it's good for your health. Don't drop litter. Pick up litter when you see it on the street, on the beach, or in the park. Litter pollutes our planet and puts animals and birds in danger. Recycle your rubbish. Send your rubbish to be recycled or reuse it yourself. Think about ways to use plastic bags, cardboard boxes, glass jars, and old newspapers again. Be creative.
The Earth is your planet. Take care of it.